Hello, good morning. This is Andy.
It's 11 in the morning at Jim's Noodle Express, a wonton noodle soup house in the heart of Vancouver's downtown core. I'm in the kitchen with my friend Stephanie Ewan, and she's just introduced me to Andy Wong, the owner of Jim's Noodle Express. He's going to show me how to make wontons and challenge me to a bit of a race. In the meantime, I wanted to know more about these pork and shrimp-filled dumplings, and I asked Stephanie if they are particular to one region of China.
Definitely Cantonese. You know, the northern, like Shanghai, Beijing, Sichuan, they have dumplings instead. But in the Sichuan restaurant, you see spicy wonton, but they give it a different name. They do not call it wonton at all. You know, they call it Hong Yao Chao, so that means it's in red, hot chili sauce. You know that one. The wontons are much smaller too. They do have it, you know. They use the same wonton, but just add in different spices, right? So wonton actually is something that is very coastal, South Hong Kong and Canada.
It's not surprising that there are variations on the wonton within China. A filling surrounded by some sort of dough and then put into broth, sauce, or soup is common around the world. And since soup is such a wonderful way to fight off winter, over the past little while I've discovered that wonton noodle soup is a very inexpensive, quick, and delicious way to fill my belly and stay warm at the same time.
Wonton soup, you know, is such a famous snack. It could be a meal, it could be a snack. People eat it any time of the day in Hong Kong or in Canton. So people can just come, order the food, and these are the choices you can make. Sit down and gone in 30 minutes. So it's just perfect for a quick fix, right? And this is what they have on a regular basis. That is the XO, what we call zhajiang. You probably heard of that term, right? That's why I
special sauce, yeah.
Exactly.
So it's a spicy.
Right? And then the briskets, which is they use a little bit of the red dry tofu, which is, you know, the other kind of tofu, right? With a beet paste. Okay, and then these are the items. They do have rice.
The tofu and brisket make ideal accompaniments to the noodles and wontons if you want a whole meal instead of a snack. You can be in and out in 15 minutes, but I was here today to see a bit of the work that goes into making the actual wontons. Now, I've made ravioli before, and pierogies, and Russian pelmeni dumplings, and even Chinese shrimp dumplings, but I have never made wontons. You are supposed to be able to wrap 15 or 16 wontons in a minute, using precisely 1 pound of filling in the process. You have a little paddle, the filling, and these square wrappers made of egg and flour. The moistened paddle is first used to pick up and slap the wrapper into your hand, then you paddle 1 ounce of filling into the middle of the wrapper and use the paddle and your hand to form it into a perfect little package in about 4 seconds. Andy gave me a couple of practice runs, then I did a time trial.
There you go! See? That's good! This is perfect!
Yeah, very good.
Right? This is
double
great!
Double. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
You ready? 1, 2, 3.
Oh, wait, no, start over again. Come on.
Stop. No problem, okay. No problem. Take it easy.
That looks right. That looks really good.
Hey, that's
yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's up.
Three in a minute?
I
did 3 in a minute and I was supposed to do how many?
15.
15.
Okay.
Why don't you continue to make, see if you can come up with 16?
Okay.
And then we'll wait it to see if the volume is right.
Okay.
Very funny.
Oh, it's supposed to be a pound, right?
16. Yeah, 1 pound, 16 pieces.
Right.
Yeah, that's the ideal. Standard. But you know, if you keep on doing that, if we time you again, you probably
will
come
faster.
Up with 5. Yeah. Just a matter of practice.
Did you notice that Stephanie said that with practice, maybe I could get up to 5 in a minute? But I did carry on and make 16 in total, and they weighed exactly 1 pound. So my quantities are good, just need to work on my speed. But I think I'm going to leave this business up to Andy. He's a third generation wonton maker. His grandfather, Jim Wong, started out in the streets of Hong Kong in the early 1960s, selling wonton and wonton noodle soup from a mobile cart. One thing led to another, and the cart became a restaurant. And Grandpa Jim, now in his 80s, still runs the business in Hong Kong. But his grandson, Andy, came to Canada in the mid-90s, and now has 2 authentic noodle houses on the West Coast. You don't have to be in Vancouver to enjoy this kind of comfort food, though. If you look hard enough, you will find some form of wonton soup almost anywhere in Canada. Of course, you could always make it yourself, but I really do recommend leaving it in the hands of experts like Andy. That way the work doesn't take away from the comfort. That's Food for Thought. I'm Don Genova.